I want to cover the book of Job for you today. Be a little different than you've heard it. I always recommend that you read the book of Job in a new translation. I like the New Living. I like others. But when you read the book of Job in the new, in the King James, even in the New King James, kind of leaves you lost in a storm. The English is archaic. The syntax structure is very different from the way we would put things. And so we don't pick up on a lot of things that are very, very important. Now, the reason that we're going through the book of Job is because of the section we did on Deuteronomy 28, where we talked about the blessing and the curse. There is, in the explanation of the curses, which begin at verse 15 of chapter 28, an indication that God is the problem. That's the same thing you'll find in the book of Job. Job thought God was the problem. It's very clear, if you read the book of Job, that Job thought God was against him, that he thought God was causing all this trauma and destruction in his life. Well, that's the impression you get from Deuteronomy 28. But the way to understand the Old Testament is by knowing the principles of the New Testament. If I have a thorn in my finger, we can see the thorn in the light. It's obvious that I have a thorn. If we go into the darkness and we don't see the thorn, we can't say the thorn's not there because I don't see it. And so the testimony, the witness of the Scripture always comes from the New Testament, which has greater light. In the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 3, it says God revealed the mystery. There are some things that were a mystery. There are some things Abraham didn't understand. Isaac didn't understand. Jacob didn't understand. There's things that weren't clear to Moses. If you read the book of Job, Job didn't even know Jesus was coming. That's why when we read the book of Job, we read it in a particular light, with particular vision. Job said, I would that there was a daysman, which is an umpire, someone in the middle, who could lay one hand on God and one hand on me and bring the two together. He said, because I can't argue my own case. I can't stand in the presence of God for myself. I wish there was somebody who could stand in the presence of God for me. And that's in the book of Job, and that would have been Jesus. He didn't even know Jesus was coming. Now, Job is the oldest book of the Bible. The Bible's not in chronological order. Job was a contemporary, probably, of Isaac and Jacob. He was from, verse 1, the land of Uz, which nobody knows exactly where that was. They do not think he would have been close enough to know anything about Abraham or the Abrahamic covenant. One thing we know for sure, he was not born again. He did not have the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost is the teacher of the church. Without the Holy Ghost, it's very difficult to understand the things of God. Without the new birth, it's very difficult when you don't know God to begin to try to understand God. You take a sinner that tries to explain the Scripture, and you can tell they're always all confused. So we know he didn't have a Bible. He wasn't aware of what John 10:10 said. Now, it's very interesting. If you just take somebody who doesn't know Scripture whatsoever, I tested this out already, and you give them Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they don't know anything about God, anything about Scripture, you ask them to read. Ask them to read the book of John, and they're hopelessly confused. They cannot tell what that is. What does it mean, I'm the bread of life? What does it mean, eat my flesh? What does it mean, I'm the light of the world? What does it mean, you are the light of the world? You cannot get full revelation from the Old Testament, and you can't even get it from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. To me, if I'm starting somebody brand new in the Scripture, I start them in 1 John because it talks about love, and love is something most everybody understands. And talks about how God loves them and how he wants us to love one another. And it is a concept that is clearer to new people than others. And that would be my preference rather than St. John. Although I think you have to get to that and have a real clear understanding of the cross. But when you read the book of Job, you know that he didn't even know Jesus was coming. He said, if I even washed myself, and the word we would use was in bleach, he said, my own flesh would still abhor me. So he doesn't have a clue what to do with himself or what to do about his dilemma. Now, Job had massive destruction in his life. The book of Job is divided into three sections. Disaster, section 1. Debate, section 2. And deliverance, section 3. The disaster is described in chapter 1. It's very clear that the disaster came at the hand of Satan, not the hand of God. It's also clear by reading the book of Job that Job didn't know that. Now, verse 1 is very important. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect, upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now, that word perfect confuses people, but remember our light is in the New Testament. Now, when we read that word perfect to us, it means without fault or flaw. But in the Scripture, actually, it means to be mature. So he was mature. He was an adult who was a man of integrity, who followed God as he knew and understood God. But you can tell he didn't know and understand enough. Now, the reason there's emphasis on Job's integrity, the fact that he eschewed, which means he hated or shunned evil, and that he reverenced God, he was upright, meaning following the God that he knew and understood, is because when disaster came to Job, all of his friends gathered and said, this would never have happened to you if you'd walked with God.